kept in his love. Moment by moment I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment I've life from above. Looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Oh, how we just love those dear old favourite hymns and sweet cherished choruses. How often we bemoan their passing in preference to today's repetitive religious score. But are our hearts really enwrapped with the deeper meaning of their words? Are we truly looking to Jesus moment by moment and kept in his love? Do we earnestly long for the one that is couched within these treasured words? Or is it just a darling memory of bygone classics for which we yearn so deeply? Are we simply seeking the letter of the hymn or yearning for the spirit of the music? The Lord warned of the dangers of substituting the letter of the law for its spirit. Is this not the same case as we exchange true worship of him for emotional fervour? Are we truly and honestly kept in his love, moment by precious moment, day by day? Can we honestly examine our lives today and confess this to be our deepest desire? Or let us reflect on yesterday's busyness. Let us consider this morning's activities. Let us examine the desires of our heart. Let us investigate the truth of our own little lives. Where is Jesus in all our engagements and in the midst of our mundane activities? Where is he in the trivial toil of today and the daily routines of life? Where is he in all our intercourse with family, friends and colleagues alike? How long have we trusted the Lord? A year? 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years or more? His desire is that moment by moment we are kept in his love alone. Mary sat at his feet while his disciples squabbled about their petty positions. Mary worshipped while the rest evaluated the price of her anointing ointment. Is it the Word made flesh for whom we yearn? Or are we simply saying pretty words? Is it the one who is the subject of the worship songs we sing for whom we are craving? Is it Jesus we desire? Or do we just enjoy the emotional thrill that sweeps over us? Surely it is the Word made flesh that should be the thing that moves us. Should not the words of our worship focus on the word of life? Should not these simple hymns of truth be applied in every moment of life? Should he not have access into every nook and cranny, corner and crevice of life? Are we truly and in all honesty, moment by moment, kept in his love? Is it Jesus who influences our thoughts every waking moment? Are we fully surrendered to his will and guided by his spirit? Do we allow him into each decision of life, each conversation, each activity? Are we sensitive to his voice, obedient to his leading, pliable to his moulding? Do we respond to the Lord as a violin responds to the master's hand on the bow? Are we lost in his love moment by moment? I wonder. Oh, let us read through the following words and seek to apply the words of this old hymn in our lives. Moment by moment I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment I've life from above. Looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Dying with Jesus, by death reckoned mine. Living with Jesus, a new life divine. Looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Never a trial that he is not there. Never a burden that he does not bear. Never a sorrow that he does not share. Moment by moment, I'm under his care. Never a heartache and never a groan. Never a teardrop and never a moan. Never a danger but there on the throne. Moment by moment, he thinks of his own. never a weakness that he doesn't feel, never a sickness that he cannot heal. Moment by moment, in woe or in weal, Jesus my Saviour abides with me still. Moment by moment I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment I've life from above, looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine.